Be seated.
今年三月到五月之间，我回去台湾。
Between March and May of this year, I had the opportunity to go back to Taiwan.
主要目的是要陪我女儿坐月子。
My main purpose was to keep company to my daughter after her birth.
然后也顺便陪她吃月子餐。
And also enjoy the food that this women who go through post-pregnancy enjoy.
但是这两个月当中，我发现我一个。还有一个很大很大的收获，除了这个孙女以外，另外一个很大的收获。
But during these 2 months, apart from bountifully enjoying my new granddaughter, I gained something else.
就是说，我到那个我们教会的电子图书哈 e-library 去看。
I went to the e-library in our church website.
然后我有手机可以上网，但是从来就很少利用。
I always had a smartphone with me, with which I could have done this before, but I didn't do this as much.
但是这一次呢，又有充足的时间，所以呢，我就开始听里面的这个讲道。
This time, with an abundance of time in my disposal, I started to listen to the sermons in our e-library.
因为不需要坐着。看书，只要有个耳机，然后就可以从头听到尾。
This is a great advantage. You don't need anything in your hands. You don't even need to be sitting. If you have headphones in your ears, you can listen to the sermon from beginning to end.
所以真的好过瘾。我大概听了大概上百个那个讲道，或者说讲习会。
So it was really so good. So
跟讲习会哈。
So exhilarating. I heard hundreds of these sermons and these classes from several church events.
那这样子听的时候呢，我自己的一个感触是这样子。
And this is one of the things that I felt after listening to so many sermons.
这个第一个呢，像那个以利亚躺在罗藤树下，就是在睡觉，但是呢，天使叫他。起来吃跟喝。
The first thing I felt is like Elijah lying under the terebinth tree when the angel came to wake him up to eat and drink.
那我就尽情的吃，尽情的喝。
So I ate and I drank to my heart's content.
那这种满足感哦，想想看，我们吃这个世界上用我们肉体吃世界上最好的东西的那种一直。不停地吃最好的东西的那种满足感。
Think about that satisfaction, that gratification when you eat physical food, food of this world, how good it feels.
那第二种感觉呢，是像在路加福音二十四章里面讲的。
The second thing that I felt was just about what Luke chapter 24 mentions.
当那个两个门徒到以马忤斯。
When the two disciples went to Emmaus.
那主耶稣陪着他们，也跟他们讲道。
Jesus was right by their side, talking to them and preaching to them.
那他们当时的感觉哈，就是在二十四章的三十二节。
How did they feel at the time in their hearts? Chapter 24, verse 32.
好，他们就觉得眼睛明亮，还有那种当主耶稣给他们讲解圣经的时候呢，他们的心是火热的。
Their eyes were enlightened, and they remember how their hearts were burning when Jesus was talking about the scriptures with them.
也有那种感觉，原来呢比较冷淡的心呢，然后感觉要有那种火要火热起来的感觉。
This is how I felt. I came with a more lukewarm or cold heart, but after hearing the word of God, the zeal becomes a burning fire inside.
第三个感觉是。像哥林多前书第三章里面所讲的盖房子的这件事。
The reaction that I had after listening to so many sermons is, as said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the building of a structure.
那我是在盖我自己的属灵生命的房子。
What I'm building is my own spiritual home as a house.
然后我就想，哇，有这么多的好东西，这么多的宝物，我可以这样。没有限制的，就把它带到我的自己的家里来。
And I thought about I have so many materials, pieces, parts and components that I can grab to my own will and piece them together however I like.
真是过瘾啊
！How wonderful is that？
好，那这种感觉是很久没有的。
This is a feeling that I have been missing for a very long time.
因为我回想过去这几年呢，自己有一点 比较 laid back 就是很比较放松。
When I think about what I've been doing the last couple of years, I conclude that I have been a little more laid back, more relaxed.
但是其实主耶稣非常的祝福。
But the reality is that the Lord blessed me very much.
那我感觉我自己的生活呢，就像四世纪第五章里面记载的那一群人一样。
I feel that my life can be likened to the description in Judges chapter 5, that group of people.
四世纪第五章的十五节跟十六节里面的其中的一群人。
Here we have a group of people in Judges chapter 5, verses 15 and 16.
有不少人去出去打仗了，奋勇出去打仗。
Many people went up bravely and courageously to the war.
但是我是那个在流便水旁定大谋立大志的人。
And I was among those who made the great determination the result by the side of the river Reuben.
但是没有一点点行动，没有行动的人。
But there was no action that I could show for.
也就是说，好像感觉教会的事情啦、人啦、看在眼里，我想在心里。
That is to say, yes, I cared.And I was concerned with the matters of the church, the brothers and sisters.
看想了就是说，哦，这个事情应该怎么做？哦，这个人我应该怎么去安慰他
？And I would, when I saw a certain situation, a certain person, I would think, this is the way that they can be helped. This is what we should do to help them in the spirituality.
但是都是停止在我的脑子里面，身体没有行动。
But it was all mental work and exercise, and nothing that I did with my hands and feet.
那我又发现我自己有一个障碍哈、哦，在读马太福音第九章耶稣讲的话的时候，我在读的时候，我自己心里有一个障碍。
When I came across Matthew chapter 9 and saw the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, I realized that there was an obstacle in my life.
九章的三十五节到三十八节。
Chapter 9 verses 35 to 38.
耶稣呢，自己的行动哦，走遍各城各乡，教训人，宣讲福音，医治。
Jesus himself went about the entire land, walking, healing multitudes, preaching the gospel of heaven.
然后又看到困苦的人像羊没有牧人一样。
And he saw the multitude and was moved with compassion, for they were like scattered sheep without a shepherd.
然后就对门徒说：“要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们要求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。”
And he said to the disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."
我的障碍是这样。如果我求主耶稣的话，主耶稣要打发的人，第一个一定是我。
And this was the obstacle. If I pray to the Lord for him to send workers to the harvest, I believe that he would just send me.
不相信的话，你看看回到自己的地方教会啊，你看看这个哦，教会有这么多问题啊，然后你求主耶稣，然后你看看是不是主耶稣第一个要打发的工人就是你。
If you don't believe me, why don't you try it when you go back to a local church? Pray for God to find someone to improve the situation. Would the Lord not tell you to do something about it?
那我就在想说，哎呀，我吃得饱，那个睡得好啊，在家里多舒服，为什么要改变我的生活呢？
So I consider how comfortably I sleep and I eat at home, and I'm a little reluctant to change my lifestyle.
但是这两天又读约拿书了。
However, we read the book of Jonah these past 2 days.
那读了约拿书呢，我的感觉就是说，神呢对约拿这是很明显的一个指示。
That made me think that what God told Jonah was a very clear sign.
就是说我就是要你。
Very clear instruction. I want you.
我就是要你去。
It is you who has to go.
不要躲。
Do not hide.
我在想说，这个是不是也是主耶稣对我们每一个人的一种呼唤的一种指示
？And I think to myself, is this not the indication, the calling that the Lord is giving each of us now?
是不是主耶稣也一直在告诉我们，我就是要你
？Isn't Jesus telling you? Can you hear it? I want you.
我们现在一起跪下来祷告。
Now together, let us kneel down and pray.
我们彼此代祷，也为我们的教会祷告。
Let us pray for one another and for our church.
特别传道有提到说要求要神学生，需要神学生，然后也可以牧养我们将来的美国教会。
Like one of our pastors mentioned in class, let us pray for the situation of our theological students so that there will be more people coming to serve him and pastor his churches.
我相信我们的地方教会复兴的那个热心起来，应该也会有工人会起来，愿意献身当传道。
I believe that if we work to increase the zeal among local churches, there will surely be someone among these churches who will offer himself as a preacher for God.
我们一起跪下祷告。
Let us kneel down and